veneno. We'll go to Paccitya number, what is it? Number 56.
诸比丘于冬季燃火苦之大木与卵生，孔中之黑蛇受火熏灼而出，袭诸比库。诸比库纷纷逃散。诸比丘与舍利子俱难，何以诸比丘燃火暖身？乃至诸比丘汝实燃火暖身，实然世尊。佛世尊何作？诸比丘愚人，何以燃火暖身？诸比丘此谓令信此非令未生信者生信，乃至诸比丘汝当如是送此学处。 任何比丘，为暖身而燃火或令燃者，巴吉提亚，如是，世尊为诸比丘治理学处。其实，比丘等病，探病之诸比丘，言诸病比丘，有堪忍否？得过否？有，悉者我等燃火暖身，故我等安乐。 然今为世尊所敬，畏惧而无以暖身，因此我等不安乐。此是白世尊，诸比丘，听许病者燃火或令燃火暖身，汝当如此送此学处。任何比丘无病而燃火或令燃之以暖身者，巴吉迪亚，如是，世尊治理学处。 而时，诸比丘于熏及火舍，畏惧而不燃火。此是白世尊，诸比丘有适当理由者，听许燃火或令燃之，诸比丘汝等送此学处。任何比丘虽无病而燃火或令燃之以暖身。 除有适当理由外，巴吉迪亚，任何者，比丘之意，无病者，无果，彼亦安乐也；病者，无果，彼不得安乐也。燃者，若自燃者，巴吉迪亚，火者，火焰也；令燃，令燃者，命他者，巴吉迪亚，命一次而屡屡燃者。 巴吉迪亚，以暖身者，为使温热也；除有适当理由外者，有适当理由者除外。于无病有无病想，为暖身而燃火又令燃者，除有适当理由外，巴吉迪亚，于无病有疑想，于无病有无病想，巴吉迪亚，举落下之。 燃木者，若作于病者有无病想者，若作病者有疑想，若作病者有病想者，不犯也。病者由他燃火以暖身，炭之碎片以暖身，于燃灯熏及火舍，有适当理由，是故时疯狂者。 最初之犯行者，不犯也。OK。在第六，想要取暖，希望烧，假如燃，假如点燃，除了适当因缘外。 您有点灯或在学烧锅等而点火，适当因缘。 此是这里的抉择，对自己燃火者，从安置钻木开始，直到火焰尚未升起，在一切家行卧坐，在火焰升起心堕落，对使令燃者，在命令卧坐，即使一次命令而燃多次火者，也只是一心堕落。在巴嘎众多比库开始，在燃火取暖的故事制定，无病除了适当的因缘外，此两种为这里的随之共通制定，有命令的三法心堕落，在无病时，在无病从无病想或疑者卧坐，同样的举起落下的燃木者，以及举起未燃灭的那燃木而放在原燃火之处者卧坐，若再燃已熄灭的燃木者，只是心堕落，在生病存生病想者，由他人燃，再无火焰的炭火而取暖者，在点灯、火柜、热水、浴室等，在适当的因缘，在灾难以及疯狂者等无罪。在此有四种构成要素：一、无病；二、没有听许的原因；三、想要取暖；四、燃。等起等，当知止与媒介学处所说的方式。
Genau. Any questions here? Because it's easy to understand.
大家有什么问题吗？因为长老说这个比较简单。
就是那
个
是无火焰的炭火而去哪？这不是它就是为了取暖嘛，而且它是因为是点燃，就是说它是有火点的，虽然取暖的时候没有火焰，但是它是因为燃着了，然后释放的热量。虽然你看不到它的火焰。
您的意思是什么？
就是说它既然释放热量，说明它着了。
啊，对。
它有没有火焰是很重要吗？
就是翻译知道你想问长老什么问题。
对，
就是说，我是说他
这个是
不想问吗？不要，你
是说是点炭火吗？是点炭火吗？
有那种煤，它就是无火焰的。
不，您的意思是他点炭火，犯不犯戒？是这意思吗？
不是点炭火，就是说有那种炭，它就是没有火。用这种碳来取暖，有一种特殊的碳，
就是你想知道，就是说如果碳点着了没有火苗放关键是吗？
是您要点碳，你要点吗？
比如别人就点好了，但是这种碳点了以后就没有火焰，使这种碳火，然后就是说给自己取暖。比如说我们就北京啊，我说咱们冬季
炭火盆了。
肯定是要用这个东西，用时候
炭火盆。
你是问这个犯不犯戒是不是？
对，
用炭火盆犯不犯戒？
对，
没有火
焰
的碳犯不犯戒？
就是专门世上有一种碳，
就是
我们在就东北的地区用这种东西犯不犯戒？
就是那个您不点火，你只是捡那个碳，然后做成炭火盆。
就是别人给你点着以后，你就放你碗里，犯不犯戒？它并不是说。这种碳一开始就点着的时候都有火苗，后来慢慢熄灭的时候没有。
因为这个不属于不犯戒的条件吗？您的疑问在哪里？就是您如果说要质疑这个，您是什么意思？
他的意思是这样的，他的意思是所有没有火焰的，比如说碳，电暖气，不是是这样的一个。
不是，
所有的。
我这么说吧，就是说这个燃是指我点那个。叫燃，还是就是说它这个取暖的过程中它有没有火苗算是燃
啊，
这种状态还是说那种动作
就是说那个取暖的时候那个是一定要点火 才算犯戒、
嗯、
还是说那个只要在火旁边取暖就算犯戒，是这意思吗？
嗯，对对对，
是这个意思吧？
可以这么说。
啊啊，就是说因为这个好像是因为它没有火焰所以它不犯嘛，是这意思、
嗯、
when the in the series question is about the no fence situation, the number two in no flame and want to get the warm, but the carbon,
no flame, but only charcoal.
Yeah. And his question is, because of this no fence situation, his comprehend maybe about if there's a flame and other light, and he just he get the warm, go beside the fire, go beside the fire. And this fire, is it offense?
Yes, I guess you know it is. The problem with this rule is about fire.
Fire,
flame.
Flame,
no?
Mm-hmm.
This is the problem. But if we have only charcoal,
uh-huh.
charcoal, no flame,
uh-huh.
only charcoal, we can warm, no uh-huh. problem. I know this is called electric heater, no problem.
No problem.
Electric heater,
uh-huh.
no problem.
And this kind of, no flame, no fire, he can light himself? He can...
I mean,
he can start the fire. He can start the fire to make
charcoal.
To make it maybe turn red.
No, he can't do that.
He can do that.
He himself can't do that. It
uh-huh.
is he lights the fire.
He lights the fire. He can't light fire.
To warm oneself.
Uh-huh.
Because the intention is to warm.
Uh-huh.
To make charcoal.
Uh-huh.
You can't make charcoal because you have to light the fire first and then after to make charcoal.
Cannot make charcoal. But if the charcoal has already turned red.
Already, somebody else put the fire.
Uh-huh.
And then charcoal is leftover.
Uh-huh.
Leftover.
Uh-huh.
So, and then one can warm.
Can warm.
And for example, someone else, they put fire,
uh-huh.
maybe to cook.
And
then the fire is gone, only charcoal remains.
Even he take a container and use maybe some sticks to put inside mm-hmm. the container and put it inside his hoodie?
Yeah, no problem.
No problem.
Okay, okay.
这个问到这个人，我可满意了。就是那个。
Can tell him this problem is with the flame. With the
flame is a problem.
Fire and flame. One monk should not put fire and flame to warm. But other things, I explained to you.
Uh-huh.
今天无烟没有。不，no，just.
那个就是这种看火，就是它没有火焰啊。然后那个比如说一个沙威拉，他做饭。做完饭之后剩下这个炭火，那个你可以拿炭火盆，你可以拿盆，拿起盆把炭火捡盆里，然后带回自己屋里，没有问题。然后还有电暖气没问题，
所有的电器上都没有。
对，它没有火焰就没有问题。
那就是我捡的那个碳。
跟这里有关 ，electric things electric。
碳。
这空调有问题。
没问题。
那长老的意思是说，就是说如果这碳是没点着的。
但是你不能自己点，因为你自己点就会有火。
对。
啊。
啊，不是我拿打火机，不是那个碳呢、啊，我打火机有火也不行。打火机。
对，因为你是为了取暖。
对。
哦，
是动机。
动机就是这个无病，然后那个没有原因想取暖，然后点燃。
张老师是无病啊，要有病的话就不是那个。
不，长老倒没有强调，但是按照这个四要素分析的话，
哦、
因为长老特意强调，他说你大家要有取暖的动机。
哦、
长老说是你有取暖动机，然后你拿到你来打火，
哦、
就是你点火。
啊、
因为你在点那个火炭的时候，你肯定要点火。
行，那个，行，那我问个问题。
我，OK。 And also, maybe like a salmonella, start a fire in the fireplace. Maybe inside the goodie there's a fireplace. And you start a fireplace, can be cool, go inside and to keep warm? Is that okay?
It says, if if others, another makes it, someone that, or a layman, and then he can, the bhikkhu can go in warm.
But he cannot take the wood outside or lift, he cannot touch it.
No, he should not manipulate these things. Should not put, it's called, let me see, put another wood to make more fire, to make more fire. To make more fire.
Yes, yes.
Put another wood. Or take, like, shift like that, shake. Shake it to make more fire. You can't.
Okay.
You can tell that.
那个，我刚才又问了长老一个问题，就是比如说壁炉，壁炉如果是一个沙门雷拉生了一个壁炉，点了一个壁炉，壁炉可以在旁边取暖，即便它有火，那壁炉不是有火的吗？它可以在旁边取暖，但是它不能添柴，它不能添柴火。
哦。壁炉它不能添柴火。
哦，不能添柴火。那长老用那柴火那词儿，
就是它不能木头，它就是
木头。
嗯。
那那种那个碳，那个碳，
我就想问那个炭火盆它能不能添碳，对吧？
对，能添碳，那碳没有火苗吗？
Because the
charcoal
there's no flame. So can he put maybe the charcoal is here and it's red, very warm, very heat.And can you put some charcoal, no fire, and put inside to add
more charcoal? No problem, because no fire, no flame.
More charcoal, no problem.
Yeah.
Put inside, no problem. Oh,
好，
好了，这回彻底明白了。炭火盆那个你不能点，但是炭火盆点着的炭火盆，因为它没有火嘛，你可以加碳。
哦，加碳，
加碳没问题。
哦
点没有火，然后加碳是吗？
就是点着炭火盆，它不是没有火苗嘛？但是它已经红了嘛？
对，就是、
红不热了嘛？
对，就是光停亮的碳。
对对对，然后你可以加碳，加碳没有问题。但是你点碳，
加碳不行
啊。但壁炉的话，是你加柴火都不行。
因为它有。
对，因为它有火苗。这个。
因为还有什么？热水器，就是我们洗澡的热水器。热水器可不可以？
都可以啊，所有的电器产品都。
您
对打火有
热哦，没燃气热水器是吧？
对，
在
这边
是
不
是？
还有那个
从内壁
炉子
管道里面打，
那瓦斯炉子。
就如果是为有那种为了取暖的那种燃气的那种壁炉，你知道吧？就是这样长得像壁炉，是燃气的那个壁炉。
这个不行。
反正about three things. First is the heater for bath, for taking bath. Taking bath, the heater.
Bath.
And the heater is the gasoline. Gas. Use gas. And that maybe is the electric and boom. And then the gas coming and the electric has some, something and fire. Then start fire and can take bath.
Yeah, not a lot.
燃气热水器不行。Okay, and
okay. Now there is another. Just a moment, because now this is the problem. Now it says here it's called about sauna. Sauna, you know.
Sauna to get warm. Sauna.
Yes.
Sauna. Yeah. Sauna. Steam.
Yeah. So then there is a room. So they want to make steam.Steam room.
Steam.
So in that case, the monk, the bhikkhu, can light fire. Because that fire is outside the room. Outside the room, then they can light the fire. And then the water gets boiled. Then if one goes inside the room, the steam comes.
Yes.
So this is allowed to use fire for that, for sauna.
Sauna.
It says,
okay.
Yes.
But taking baths?
That can also similar.
Similar.
Because
maybe
similar, maybe.
Uh-huh.
So, because it is similar because now the intention is not to come in contact with the skin, to come in contact with the fire. You have the intention to boil the water.
Boil the water.
No problem. And steam, if steam comes, again, no problem. You can use the steam.
Also the hot water, okay.
Yeah, hot water.
Shower, okay. 刚才有个地方那个有点提我们长老突然想起来了，就是说那个在那个桑拿浴的时候，我看看，对，这里有个热水浴室嘛，热水浴室是除外的。就是这个长老是举的例子，就是桑拿浴。桑拿浴如果是那种蒸桑拿的时候，它需要生火。那个生火的时候，因为点火在外面生火，那个时候比库在外面是可以点的。然后呢，那个说这个燃气热水器那个热水，你想洗澡这个因缘，它跟那个是类似的。因为最主要的原因它是这样的，你这个热量它不是直接从那个燃火那个地方获取。你不是直接从燃气热水器那种得去就是去那烤火去，也不是去蒸桑拿那种去烤火去，而是说你把这个点着之后，你是进到里边去，你去用热水这种间接的就不办。
哦，那就可以了
啊。对，燃气热水器可以。
但你动手的时候它会有火苗。
这个就是说那个点火是这个都这种动机是点火没问题，
可以
点火。
对，应该是动机不一样。
对，动机不一样。刚才这个燃气热水器，刚才还有什么来着？嘎斯盆儿，瓦斯炉是吧？瓦斯炉。
不是，就是那种壁炉取暖的壁炉。是那个
取暖壁炉。
瓦斯的。
瓦斯取暖壁炉。
对。
And Bandai, so is that in that reason the fireplace, which you also use the gasoline. Gas. Use gas to the, in the fireplace and to burn the gas, and so bhikkhu cannot start to light because it's
warm. Because it is to warm water, no problem.
It's not warm water, just.
不是，它不是烧水，它是用那个火，然后把那个它那里面什么类似什么金属片什么点燃，就直接用那个火是取暖的，不是用来。
That is fireplace.Not for water, it's only for heat. Maybe heat all the room.
Gasoline or petrol, like that, you can't.
Can't. But if that kind of heater is maybe also want to get warm, but it boils water and the water recycle all the room.
No problem.
好了。北京很多家用的那种燃气的暖气，烧水的，没问题。燃气的暖气没问题。
我知道，它烧完水以后，把水在暖气。
暖气就是在暖气片里面循环那种，没问题。
烧水。
但如果单纯的那个油壁炉，或者是那个天然气壁炉，那个不行。
哦，对，油壁炉，对。
油壁炉或天然气壁炉，那个是不行的。
那个、不行。
烧汽油或者烧天然气，那个不行。那个暖气没问题。然后第三个就是瓦斯炉了。
没有。
瓦斯炉不用了。
瓦斯炉那不是取暖，那是烧水喝的。
但如果烧水的时候顺便
取暖。
One day, if someone used the gas, that can boil water,
boiler,
use this, and when he boil the water and to get warm.Maybe he wants to take some boiled water, but also he got intention to get warm. Is that offense?
Yes, but he has called yes boiled water, but he should not put his hands in the fire. He should put around the boiler.
Put he should not
boiler. Yeah, the boiler. No? Boiler. The fire is here. He should not put his hand to the fire. He can put his hand here around the boiler.
如果用瓦斯炉烧水的时候，他顺便想取暖的时候， 啊，那个这种情况，就是他比如说他以那个烧水为借口，他那个取暖，啊，那这个怎么算？那个班德说，他可以烧水，烧水之后呢，他那个他不要在火焰的，因为他那个瓦斯炉啊，他不要在火焰那种直接取暖，他在那个水的那种杯子那个时候可以取暖，啊，这个可以顺便取暖，啊，这个就不怕了。
这个很重要。
然后那个，我想问一下，那个律藏里头不犯的，不犯的第一、二、三、第四条。
那个熏是什么玩意儿是吧？
熏波。
熏波啊。
对，我查过那个扫描版是熏波。熏波我明白。熏波的下一个是火射。
啊啊，对，那什么叫火射？
啊，对对，它翻译的。
And in the last paragraph of Vinaya Pitaka, and it mentioned about the no fence situation. One is to burning a bowl, and after
burning?
That,
the bowl.
Yeah. I mean.
Put in Vinaya Pitaka.
Vinaya Pitaka. Vinaya.
Yeah, Padipa is.
Not burning. To turn a bowl into black.
Bowl, because the Kanka Vitarin tells bowl about bowl, but he has not bowl.
Not bowl, it's what?
Padipe Jyotike. Uh-huh. If there is a. If one wants to. Padipa is a lamp?
Lamp.
Lamp. Wants to light.
Light, lamp.
The light is called the lamp. No offense.
Next, what?
Jyotike.
And next?
Jandagara is sauna.
Sauna.
Sauna, yes.
Oh, sauna.
It's not
burning the bowl.
Sauna. And next is
Tatarupapachaya. Tatarupapachaya means
some reason.
Because there is some reason.
Okay.
Reason because it is one. The reason is one is sick.
No,
Tatarupapachaya means. The reason is because you become sick.
Uh-huh.
That is the reason.
Okay.
The more school, yes.
Okay.
That is the most common reason.
Okay, we just want to make sure some of the translation, because maybe some problem.
But burning the bowl, the Kanka Vitarin tells about burning the bowl. No offense. I've seen somewhere they burning the bowl, no problem, because here also the monks they light fire not to burn the bowl or to boil
die. Yes,
you know these days
you
burning put fire
not
the intention is not let's warm ourselves. No, the intention is not that.
Okay.
But you want to light a fire to burn the bowl or to boil something, to boil leaves, like that, to burn leaves, for example, collect all the leaves together and burn them. So, no problem.
Just burn the leaves.
The leaves. Because there are many, many leaves together, dry leaves. So, a lot of leaves, one puts them together and burns them.
Even the dustbin.
Dustbin.
Okay. 等我翻译一下。那个刚才就是关于这个那个火射，其实那个长老翻译就是桑拿。
桑拿房。
然后那个关于长老说律藏里边没提到熏波，但是那个疑惑多里边提到了熏波。但是我们看好像
那长老说那个燃灯的下一个就是桑拿房，
就桑拿房，
就没有熏波这字儿
啊。因为长老那个律藏，他看那个律藏是这么写。然后那个再说那个几个那个其他情况可以点火的情况，熏波是可以的， 熏锅可以，熏锅是可以点点火的，因为它也不是为了取暖。还有那个煮那个盘肚，盘肚
啊、哦，煮盘肚啊，
盘肚、
哦、
煮染衣服，染衣服煮那个、
哦，
这个是允许的、
哦、
啊，因为你也没有那个引线圈、
哦，
甚至比如说有落叶了，你一把火把叶子点了，然后我还问班的那个烧垃圾，点火烧垃圾也不算、
嗯，
啊，这几种都不算，
烧水也不算。
啊，
刚才上老师烧水也不算，
当然不算，
烧水
喝
啊。
您说用柴火烧水也算吗？我在想。
啊，我的那要
就
不用了，
不行。
我以前也是做盘肚的时候，会晚天的时候，我们做那时候确实很冷，我们确实也需要烤火。
烤火，
对、
啊，
就需要烤火。
啊，然后这个时候算不算？
对，
啊、
做盘肚的时候烤。
啊，班队，when people making the 盘肚 plaza， and maybe some on the duty in the midnight， and the weather very cold， and can be cool go beside the fire and warm。
啊，班肚 ，who lights the fire 盘肚 plaza？
Because maybe some snowmen are light the fire, but maybe bhikkhu need to put wood inside to add.
Who? I don't know who.、
Huh?
You didn't tell who. Who is doing this?
Bhikkhu.
Bhikkhu. Okay.
Bhikkhu add some wood, and then can he get heat?
Yes, it did because, but who lights the fire?
Samana.
Samana lights the fire.、
Uh-huh.
I told you no because now.Because the bhikkhu want to have more fire,、
uh-huh.
and he puts wood. It's wrong. You can't do this. Pachitya. Because、
uh-huh.
He wants to warm himself,、
uh-huh.
and the fire is not enough. That's、uh-huh. why he wants to put more wood. So then he wants to warm.、
Uh-huh.
So then pachitya.、
Uh-huh. But if they, when they burning pandu balasa, they can maybe open the cover of the pot.And to use the steam to warm, that's okay, right?
Steam, no problem.
啊，就煮的时候，如果是比库的话，如果你添柴火，你就是如果通常来讲你要取暖的话，你可能会添更多的柴火，这就犯大忌了。
如果不添，就是说点暖
什么？
是谁点的火？这个很重要。如果是上回他点的火，没问题。
嗯。
但如果比库点火
了，不是就是一个火焰。
没关系，
烧吗？
就火一直在烧，但是我问长老的意思就是，你添柴火的话，你不要在火焰那边烤。
不是。
然后你这个顶上这个蒸汽。
那时候不是不对的，那个不对。
啊？什么？
就是你有的时候你不要说那个时候就是比库去添柴，比库没有添柴，比如沙弥那拉也去添，也是沙弥那拉添的柴。
啊啊。
比库在旁边守着。
啊，就是比库只是看着是吧？是比库只是看着，他没有添柴。But if Bhikkhu not start a fire and also not add the wood, he just to watch, to watch and to and someday to do this and can Bhikkhu get warm, right?
Yes, if Samanera does it,、
mm-hmm.
Bhikkhu does not tell the Samanera.
And don't
tell.
Do it. Oh, don't
tell.
Uh-huh.
Samanera does it by himself.
Uh-huh.
And after the Bhikkhu goes and warms, no problem.
如果比库没有命令，没有命令上文天拉的话，就没有问题。他没有命令，他自己也没有听，都是上文天拉在做，他在旁边只是陪着这样，他自己考没问题。
那这里其实有很多问题，比库就不用担心。
啊？
因为我做了一次，有比库。
啊。
嗯，三 look months， 嗯，不动蘑菇。
Inside fire.
In fire.
And then,
I think maybe.
I got, what is the question? You can tell.
是您看到的是吧？
对对对。
您看了有人那个就添柴火之后在那烤火。
对。
Because when they necessarily see some bhikkhu, when making the pandu palasa and he put the wood inside the fire and then after he heat, get heat.
这是正常的。
No, it is not good. This pachitya, this pachitya by doing that, because if the intention is to heat, to warm oneself.
Oh,
intention is to warm oneself. Then I put wood, more wood to warm. Okay. So if that is intention, it is pachitya. But if that bhikkhu takes that wood, because now they want to boil water, no? They want to boil something. And he helps the samanera. The samanera put the fire. Put the fire, and the bhikkhu puts more wood for the boil. That is intention, to boil quickly.
To boil quickly.
But later, the bhikkhu also goes and warms. So then, no offense.
No offense.
Because the main fire has been done by the samanera.
Okay.
So then, understand the difference. Intention, chetana. Chetana is
chetana the difference. 就是天柴火的时候如果只是说就是这个丝很重要如果说他的丝是为了取暖然后多添点柴火然后火烧得旺一点然后自己好取暖这个就是犯八戒殿如果说他只是说哎那个水没开然后我要让那水开一下然后他添柴火然后火大了水又开了然后等水开了之后呢然后他就想哎我借机取暖这样子吧
OK
满意了这是就是最后一次修订的就是他不是改了两次戒吗这最后一次修订的戒在最后一次修订戒之前的一句话二十诸比丘于须波及火舍然后呢这个有巴利他隶属巴利我不知道他是不是翻译错我只是想就是巴利是
I want to make sure what's meaning the jyotike. Jyotike. In
Padipe jyotike.
Is
this is two words. Padipe jyotike. Jyotike is this has to be translated together. Padipe jyotike.
Padipe jyotike.
That's called when the padipa is lamp, no?
Lamp.
Jyotike when you light a lamp. Light a lamp.
Light a lamp.
So no offense.
No offense. Oh, that's me.
Patta?
This is Buddha dosa, Pande Buddha dosa.
Patta pachana seda kamalam jyoti. This is samadha basadika. Samadha basadika.
Oh, samadha. Ling-go, Pande, you'll try to play him.
Jyotika. Padive jyotika. Patta pachana, seda kamadisu, padipu jalane, jyotike, jyotikarane. Samadha pachana, that is about to burn a bowl or to produce sweat.
Sweat?
Sweat, sweat. Means in order to. Jyotike. Jyotike Chataka Padipeti Patujana. Yes, to produce sweat, no? For sweating.
Sweating?
Because in the sauna, it is to sweat.
Sweat.
So here, sweat, water come from body.
Yeah.
Sweating.
Yeah, sweating.
So it's no offense. This is what it means.
In here jyotike means.
Yeah, jyotike is pata pachana means to pata. Pata means a bowl. Pachana means to burn a bowl. So then seda it is sweat. Kama it is to produce sweat.
Produce sweat. It means sauna.
Yes, like it. In that case it's no offense.
So that jyotike means two kind of thing, burning a bowl and the sauna in here.
So you can take that also, but it is now to produce sweat, no? Because now it is in sauna, you can do that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But from here, this Padipe, Jyotike, Chandagara. Therefore, this Jyotike can go together with Chandagara, with Sona.
Sona, ah.
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you can explain.
Okay.
Can,
okay. 那个就是说，在律藏里边那个，
对，什么都把它给解释了。
那个先说那普断言里边这句话在，在就是觉知者这句话的意思。
这
句话
是普断言里边的
啊，对，普断言里边的。这句话里面包含两层意思。第一层意思是熏钵。就是其实前半句是那个潘恰拉斯，是熏钵的意思。然后后面的这句话是产生汗水。产生汗水就是桑拿，是桑拿，就是这两个意思。这个在普段言里面把那个 Jodike 是有两层意思。一个是熏钵，一个是桑拿。
桑拿，
然后那个，但是那个就长老说那个，如果是直接看律藏的话，他那个解释就是 Jodike 这个词，如果跟前面那个灯连在一起就是点灯，但是它也可以跟后面那个词连在一起。
哦，就是那个火射。
啊，对。
啊，跟后面连在一起就是
啊，可能就是桑拿的意思。
哦。
但是这个词单纯就这一段的解释，就是刚才我说的一个前面半句就是熏钵，后面半句是那个桑拿，就是产生汗水。产生汗水，如果是跟后面连，产生汗水，火射，桑拿花。
那就是说，这个律藏里头这句话是可以翻译成点灯、熏钵、桑拿花，是可以这么翻译的。
啊，对，
中文翻译是这样，中文是
对
的。
中文翻译应该是从这句话里面，他给他引申出来的。但他直译的话，可能就是指熏蒸，这么。可能就是这么个意思。熏蒸。
就是熏，从熏羊。
熏蒸。可能这个熏钵和蒸桑拿。
蒸桑拿。
这太复杂了。
你帮我问一下，他说，他们说燃柴火，我不燃柴火，我燃的是那种这里的那个烟油啊，这个小炉子可不可以？
小炉子。
对，
夜游它是灯还是？
不是灯，炉子，小炉子呀。
小炉子。
对，他们专门当地比如热开水的那种小炉子。
是热开水那种炉子是吧？one day, one day, Punyala Tanda want to ask if not burning the wood is burning some oil, like coconut oil, and in some container, and which can burning the, which can also burning the water. 对，那您的意思是什么？您的意思是什么
？Local monk。Monks, you can see, heat the water on the small device, add coconut oil
inside and burn it.
Inside the vessel?
Yes,
yeah.
Do you see? So many bhikkhus, local bhikkhus have this device. Small one,
yeah.
You can put some cup
on
to heat the water at this around.
Yeah, but the main thing is, like you see, you can light any fire, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
No problem.
Mm-hmm.
Problem is to heat.
Well,
you want to warm yourself, okay? No, you can light for any purpose, you can light fire.
Okay.
No problem, free. But to warm, your intention, chetana, that is intention, right, to light the fire. Not because you want to boil or like boiling, no problem, burning, no problem.
So how about when the raining, your weight, your body weight, can you make fire to warm?
You can make fire, but you have to take your rope out. Rope is wet,
Okay.
You can put the rope close to the fire to evaporate.
But
the water.
I'm afraid I will be ill, so I.
Yeah, if you are ill, if you think you are ill, you can, no problem.
Okay.
Sick. Sick, no?
Okay. So,
shivering,
yes, I can make it. Okay. Another last situation is this phase is you order another one to make fire and you want to get warm, but I didn't told what to this person. I just said it's very cold and make some actions.
And this
small bandit need fire, so he make fire.
Yeah,
and
no problem.
Not
ordering.
Okay.
If you don't order, no problem.
Okay.
You can tell, it's very cold here.
Okay, no problem.
How to stay?
Okay.
So what? The weather, very cold, raining. Maybe Bande wants to make some fire.
Okay.
Fine.
三个问题，第一个就是关于那个油炉的问题，那个油炉的问题，这个长老解释，
你可以生任何的火都没有问题，最主要是你不是以取暖的目的。没有取暖的动机，而且是直接取暖。啊，第二个是什么？是关于
第二个就是说你人被雨淋湿了。
那个是烤袈裟是吧？
不是，烤袈裟是第一个。但是说你如果袈裟湿的话，你把袈裟脱下来烤。如果你自己觉得你自己要生病了，你也可以直接在火旁边烤。生病防身病，就是有生病想，这也可以。
然后第三个。
第三个就是说，它不是有一条，它里面有个是自己燃烧或者令其他人燃烧
对
饭嘛。我说令其他人燃烧，我不要跟他说你帮我点火，我就说好冷，他自己觉得你需要火，他帮你这样也可以。
对，
就是说暗示性的，就不要直接命令。
敬语。大家还有问题吗？
OK. We'll go to the next.
Okay. 57?
No, this next is now
60. 60.
Yes.
尔时，佛时正在舍卫生书籍孤独园，其实是鸡群比库不收藏诸字句，鹿群比库隐藏是鸡群比库之波音，持续时是鸡群比库对六群比库言，我还于我等是波音，鹿群比库笑，而是鸡群比库哭，诸比库如此言，有我等何苦哭泣言？有此六群比库等隐藏我等之波音，诸比库风少欲者，非难何以六群比库隐藏比库等之波音耶？乃至诸比库汝等时隐藏比库等之耶？实然世尊，佛世尊喝者，于人汝等何以隐藏比库等之耶？于人之非无畏心者生性，乃至诸比库汝等当如是诵此学处。任何比库隐藏或另隐藏其他比库之波音或坐具针筒腰带，虽为气象，即巴吉蒂亚。任何者库之以隐藏者之隐藏者巴吉蒂亚，或另隐藏者令他隐藏者巴吉蒂亚，并以此而如于隐藏者巴吉蒂亚。比库之者，其他比库之波者有两种波：铁波及泥波。一者与六种一中之一因近视之最下用以上者，作句者云有边缘之作句，针筒者有针或无针之物，腰带者有两种腰带，布条或有编织之带，虽为细小者以细小为目的，而以细细为目的，与受具具戒者有受具戒者想而隐藏或另隐藏波腰带，虽为细小 帕奇蒂亚，与受拒绝者有疑想，与受拒绝者有未受拒绝者想，帕奇蒂亚，虽为细笑或另隐藏其他之词句者，合作虽为细笑而常或另常未受拒绝者，或一或其他之词句者，合作与未受拒绝者有受拒绝者想，合作与未受拒绝者有疑想，合作与未受拒绝者有未受拒绝者想，合作非未细笑因杂乱而收藏之想说法之后给予而收藏之痴狂者最初是犯行者犯意。Finish.
OK, now, 刚刚讲的你
在第十波达到受持的波一达到净持那样的一作句各有名为有边的而说腰针头名为有针或无针的针头腰带名为布条带或编成的带假如长假如拿走或重置为了嬉笑嬉笑的目的心陀罗自己长者心陀罗命令他人长者再命令恶作在那人以长他人的波者心陀罗在萨瓦提厄君比开始在令堂的布施之地共同之地命令的三法心陀罗在未达上者三法恶作除了波等所说的种类外常无论以达上者或未达上者所用的其他词语者只是恶作杂乱放置放得不好而收藏者在说法后或将给予而收藏者以及疯狂者等无罪这里有此两种构成要素常以达上者所用的波等想要脑袋或为了嬉笑的目的等级等语或语曲学术等级相似等级
好的 DM difficult to understand any questions
not
no good easy rule very easy rule
大家有问题
Oh, if I... Question. I will ask question. If I take this... What is my... Yeah, it's called recorder. So then? What took it? What offense? Offense? What...
Okay. And also Abu-Basama.
if not for joke, if he want to steal its
Parajika.
Parajika. Bande Indaranana said it's no offense. Because you just want to do it for Tamak.
No, this is according to this rule. According to this rule, I want to hide, no? I want just to hide.
Uh-huh.
To hide, he can't see. For joke.
Joke.
You know, he reads. Then he, my recorder, where? And I laugh, ha ha ha. Dukata, I fall in Dukata. Why I fall in Dukata?
就根据这条界，那个查瓦斯只是一个演示吧，就是说，如果说为了嬉笑的目的，比如说把这个藏起来了，然后呢，那个哎，我录音笔哪儿去了？然后那个哈哈哈，在我这儿啊，这样就是嬉笑的目的啊，那这种就是不跟。但是如果真给拿走了，就很可能发了去看。
行，
嗯，
这个不算是它里面所说的作剧吧，因为这是不如法，这个就。常了开玩笑，最多是恶作，不是把戏演吧？你问一下，因为它上面作剧说要有编才算是作剧。
嗯，
这不是。
About this is not is not the
Misida na.
Misida na macet ya. This look at.
Look at. Okay, okay.
Also like this.
Yeah, plastic nylon. Look at.
Look at. 塑料的那个尼龙的都是 look at。
另一个鼻孔没法到村里透锅了，
啊，
这样的后果应该怎么办？
就是自己遇到这种事儿了要怎么办？
比如说我是个秃头僧，我去村里透锅，我没有腰带，
啊，
我就不能进村了。
哦，
你就这么开玩笑，恶意的开玩笑。
卡亚班达纳。卡亚班达。
是。
Bandy in the theory asking that。If something happened to us, maybe some another bhikkhu hide our kaya bandana
belt, the belt.
Yeah, belt, and then we cannot go pindabat. So if we make this, if we this situation happened to us, what should we do?
So I can find some other rope.Something like that, some other clothes like that to tie.
Ah,
So, because it's dangerous sometimes. Your rope can, otherwise it can fall.
Yes.
So, you have to find some other rope, you like rope.
Rope.
To tie and so forth, or something like other strip.
Strip.
Something like to
okay.
try.
这种情况，如果我们遇到这种情况的话，就是我们找点绳啊、绳子，哎，应该叫绳子，然后那个来当腰带来系上，啊，这样就是要防止危险，不然的话下雨容易掉下来。
Kaya bandana no problem. The ball.
Ball.
The ball how the ball is.
Yes.
As boy is hiding the stomach.
Yeah, but he will take from me.
那个张老师，那个腰带还是算好的。如果是波被藏起来了，然后我说自然公众的。
但是这个里面有一个，
嗯，
不受不犯在里面。
第二个，
这个很模糊的。他说因杂乱而收藏之。这个杂乱，这个主观意太强了，你明白吧？一个人跑出去了，他本来东西放得很好的，其实不杂乱，在这个地方可以放这个东西，但有人把它收掉了，他不会，那个人回来东西找不到了，他肯定很急吧？他肯定要四处去问，这那不带来麻烦吗？但是另外一个人找到了，他说哦，我收掉了，我觉得这里乱。其实两个人主观不同，你明白？本来就打坐的地方。放个垫子在那打坐，刚出去上了个厕所回来了，没有了。他说你太乱了，我帮你收掉了。
对
那怎么弄啊？
就是那个人他本来他的 duty 就是做清洁的是吧？
对，不是做清洁的问题。
啊、
你明白我的意思吧？
就是他
就好比你在这里本来就是放了一个垫子，这里吃饭嘛、你在这里放个垫子，但人家觉得你这。位置摆不好，或者是感觉杂乱，他就把你收掉了。所以你刚回来，垫子都没有了。
就这样，他的意图是什么？
对他不，这条街的意图啊。
我是说您说这种情况，那个收垫子那人的意图是什么？
我怎么知道？这就是对被收垫子的人带来困扰的。
啊，就是说这种情况，我也举他罪是。
对，我他说他无罪，他说他你觉得
你
乱。
啊，你能不能举他的罪是吧？
对啊，那怎么弄法？
举罪怎么
举罪啊！举那个在那个
Banda Tanda asking about one's question, like if he put his some requisites like Nisidana and bow in the place, and maybe he think it's okay, but then maybe he go to toilet and then come back, see Nisidana missing and also bow missing, and he find and then find the bhikkhu. That bhikkhu said, oh, I think it's not neat. It's not neat. The place you're sitting is not neat.
Neat?
I mean...
Suitable.
Yeah.
它是脏乱,就不杂乱嘛, 不换的是杂乱。 杂乱怎么换?
It's not order? Not order?
It's disorder. It's disorder, maybe. Disorder or clutter. And so he think it's no offense. He think it's no offense. He said, I put away. I put in some place. In some good place. And for make this place neat. And but maybe it's bothering him very much, because after he go to the toilet and find a bowl missing.
The other bhikkhu doesn't fall on fence because he removed this with other intention, chetana intention.
I know, but maybe I mean but if something happened to us, we don't know whether the bhikkhu he got the intention, because maybe I think this place is suitable, no problem. But why you take this away? So I think he want to get a joke or finding some.
If that bhikkhu wants for a joke, of course, Pachitya.
Yeah, maybe two bhikkhu have different opinion. So in this situation, can this bhikkhu who's the bow is missing, and he can tell the mother that some bhikkhu take hiding my records for the fans Pachitya.
You can't tell her that, because you have to check the chetana intention.
Uh-huh.
You understand intention?
Uh-huh.
Chetana, you have to check.
Check.
What intention that bhikkhu has, why he took, why?
Why?
Why he took, what is the reason?
Uh-huh.
If the other bhikkhu tells, I took it because I wanted to put it in more clean place, clean.
Clean
place. This is not clean place. Uh-huh. I want to put in clean place.
Uh-huh.
So, that is intention.
Uh-huh.
Chetana is that. Therefore, uh-huh. that bhikkhu doesn't fall into apati, no offense.
No offense.
But if he tells, oh, I want to for a joke,
uh-huh.
for a joke to hide it,
uh-huh.
or I want to trouble him,
uh-huh.
I want to trouble him,
uh-huh.
he has
so
then,
to trouble him. Of course, according to that, pachiti.
Pachiti.
It is chetana, intention.
你们明白我的意思，我为什么要这样问，知道吧？
嗯。
如果某比库跟某某比库，他可以用这条线，他觉得你不好，他看到你放东西，他就把你拿掉，
嗯，
不停的拿掉，
嗯，
这会给你带来困扰吧？
嗯、
这一点，
嗯，
你跟他说我要举你最优秀，他说不，我是为了这里干。干净污染，这个目的只有他自己知道。
对。
但是你自己觉得一直被他干扰不太好，所以说它里面还有一条，就是说带来麻烦也是要办这条件。
不是，刚才长老是说没有说带来没有说
trouble make trouble，
他的意图里面是要给你带来麻烦。
对，
他主要看他的意图。
对。
他的意图里面是有没有这个意图？他如果没有这个意图，那也不算。
对，我不刚前面已经有前情了嘛，就一直在帮你，不停的拿你东西，就针对你的拿你东西。
Bandai said, in this, he want to say, maybe one bhikkhu, he always hiding, and do this, and said, I will put a clean place, a suitable place. Maybe he uses as an excuse. And
excuse.
Excuse, and
he
said, oh, I'm no offense, I'm no offense.
Then it's musawada. Musawada means lying.
Uh-huh.
If he tells lies, that is Pachitya, because he hides,
yes.
According to this rule.
Uh-huh.
And then Musavada, because he tells lies also.
Yes, and but in this situation, what should we do?
You can't do anything because now he falls on offense. That is his bad karma.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes, yes. Okay,
his
okay,
bad karma.
Okay, understand.
If he doesn't want to, then next time you must be careful from these people.
Yes.
He is bad monk.
Yes.
Bad monk. Bad bhikkhu.
这种情况你就只能说这是他的不善业，然后至于说那个能做的就是以后离这知道这个比库这个比较不是太好，然后离他远一点就好了，因为他这个就是如果说他以这个说那个啊我只是帮你放到一个好地方，然后那个以这个为借口，以这个为借口不断把你那个，我要翻译一下，翻译一下给大家听。 那个，如果他只是以这个为借口，然后不断的把别人的字句藏起来，说啊，我给你放好地方，他不断的去这么做，那他不断是这条街犯了，而且他还犯到外面，那他犯了两个，但是你也没办法去对，班长也说，你也没办法说跟他说什么，你就离他远点，然后。
Bandesu Jiwa, he said he's not very comfortable with his problem and he wants to go back.
So then, other questions? Otherwise, you go to the next rule, no?
The no offense, the second situation, can you give us like example about the after Dhamma talk? I will give back. Usually, what kind of situation that thing will happen?
So, because patisamiti means sometimes monks they don't know how to put the bowl. Let's see the bowl.
Oh.
Sometimes they put it on the doormat.
Ah.
Okay. So then, Aunt Bhikkhu sees that monk, he puts it here, he puts it in another place, in the middle of the road, in the middle, while going here in the middle. Here, sometimes here, sometimes. All monks they want to pass, his body is in the middle.
So then,
Aunt Bhikkhu sees this, this monk, he does not know how to put his ball. And then, I call, but he is not there to talk to him. So then, he takes that ball. Remove that ball. And thinks, if he comes, he will come to me to ask for my ball. And then after that monk arrives, then the bhikkhu tells him, why you put the ball there, why you put that? He wants to teach him Vinaya.
Yes.
That is intention to teach him Vinaya.
Okay, I understand.
I can give him a Dhamma talk, I call about this, about that.
Okay.
So, no offense.
Okay. 那个就是我问了一下关于那个第二个不犯的那个情况，就是因为为了在说法后我将给予而收藏，我让班内举了一个例子，长老举了一个例子就是，比如说一个比库，他的锅放的位置不对，我之前我们不讲话，不能放到中间啊，不能放什么地方，比如说他放到中间了，人来人往，然后在这儿，然后另一个比库看到了，他把他的锅藏起来了，藏起来之后，他的意图是。 等他回来的时候，他就会来问我。等我问我的时候，这就是一个讲法的因缘，然后就能够那个跟他讲一些戒律上面的东西，然后给他一个那个开始。这样的话，然后之后再把这拨给他。就是以这样帮助他成长的一个目的。这也是一种善巧。
But the situation is suitable, just suitable for senior monk hide the ball. With a junior monk, not a junior monk, hide ball.
Hide the senior monk's ball.
Yeah.
It's not done. It's not done. The junior monk usually they have no power.
Okay.
Power means strength
to
do this thing because they are ashamed.
Yes.
But senior monks, they can do it,
to teach.
Or sometimes also, For punishment?
Punishment.
Punishment?
Punishment.
Punish to punish.
Oh, okay.
So the teacher, he can take the ball of him. Take the ball. So the other monk, I call, he wants to go for Pindapati. He has no the ball. And he asked the other monk, where is my ball? And the other monk said, the teacher took it. And then that monk comes to the teacher's kuti. And the teacher told him, come here, I want to talk to you. why you did this bad thing about other? He might tell you, this one bad thing. So then...
maybe other bad things.
Other bad things. That's why the teacher finds a way how to... for that bhikkhu to come to his kuti.
Okay.
That is also another way which is no offense.
Okay,
understand.
Okay. 跟大家再翻译一下这个，这也另一个善巧，就是那个有些时候老师那个他为了惩罚这个学生，这个学生可能他犯了其他的戒，比如说妄语啊，比如说那个跟人挑刺儿啊，类似这样的。那比如说那个有这种情况，那个老师呢想惩罚他，那这个老师他可以把他的钵拿走，直接拿走。拿走之后呢，那个当然别人都知道啊，是他老师拿走。然后等他去偷钵的时候，他说：“哎，我钵哪儿去了？”然后问周围人，周围人说：“啊，你老师把你的钵拿走。”然后这个时候他肯定会去他老师故地去把钵拿回来了。这时候他去的时候，他老师说：“哎，过来。”跟你说到你是不是做什么坏事了？怎么样的？哎，给他讲讲话，这样那个来通过这样来作为一种那个惩罚，这也是一种那个就是一种儒法的情况。
还有
我还落了什么呢？
对，就是说说法这条不犯的，只最好只是针
对
于上座对下座，下座没有人。
对。那个班内波亮上他问的一个问题就是，这个是最开始这个问题就是，是不是只能上座对下座这么做，下座对上座没有这样做？长老回答是下座通常不这么做，因为下座缺乏力量。然后后来就讲那个老师的例子。还落了什么呢？
So now you must tell them that they should be careful how they put the items.Means that the things, for example, torch, things like recorder, you must be careful how to put these things. Because some monks, other monks, good torch. They take, maybe somebody forgot. They take it and go. Very good torch. They take it, very good, maybe. They take it and go. Therefore, you must be careful. Okay? Where you put these things.Don't put in a public places like that. Okay? It's easy to lose things. This is what I'm telling you. Because some monks here, they don't think, properly. I mean, in a proper manner. You might lose these things. Now, I will give example. You can tell first thing.
就是大家那个这个长老也通过这个提醒大家一下，就是一些那个容易被拿走的小，尤其你看小东西了，大家收藏的时候放的时候，尤其在公共的那个这个场所，要妥善保存，很容易就可能被人拿走，他会这个某个人忘掉了，他就被拿走，这影响因为长老说可能这个小手链不错。那肯定是某个人的，我拿走了，就被拿走了。他们可能就是他们思想上可能有一些问题。
So an example is now, who is Chanda? Chandananda. Chandananda is a man who is working the computer. He told me one time he went to the Kilambas Hall, Kilambas Hall.
Chandananda.
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 Okay.
Chandananda.
So then he went to the Kilambasa Sala to drink some tea. He put his torch on the table. The table like that. And then was on table and he went there preparing tea and so on. So he went back. Don't know. So then there were other monks. Other monks also in the Gelamasa. And then he was asking who took my torch, my torch. And he lost it. So then other monk took it. It happened two times like it.
Oh, two times.
So then maybe within 5 minutes. difficult to find out who is the monk who took. The other monks could not see. But because in the Kelamasa Sala is a public place.
Ah.
Some monks they think, oh, maybe I want to go to Kuti. I need a torch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, very good torch. And he goes, there he goes. Brain. They don't ask. They don't ask who is this torch. To ask who is this torch. They don't ask. They just take and get. Therefore now it is easy to lose. To lose things. Here someone they don't think. They have no brain to think.
So for this situation, that monk take this thing, fence or not?
No offense, because if he thinks, chetana, intention, if the other one thinks this is for public use, public for common use, common use, common use, and he thinks, oh, I will bring it tomorrow, after tomorrow I will bring it. So then, no offense. No offense. But in the same time,
I understand.
It is he thinks like that. But at the same time now, sometimes some monks they take this as excuse. Oh, I will take and go. And they don't ask. Who is this torch? And so on. Who is the owner? They just take and go. I will bring it tomorrow, after tomorrow. So. Sometimes they forget in the kuti also.
Yes.
And then finish, you can't find the torch.
Okay.
You want to translate?
Yeah. 他去茶室就是这个喝点东西然后他把那个手电手电筒就放那个桌上然后他舞不到五分钟转过身手电筒没了两次这种事情发生两次然后所以长老大家真的在就因为茶室是公开的场合嘛公共场合那这种地方的话大家一定要注意这个随身物品然后那个布达拉他的班队也问了一下这样那个拿酒店的人犯不犯 长老说他的意图是什么呢他的意图是这可能是公用的然后第二天拿回来有些人说他拿走之后他第二天第三天他就给忘了白出来忘了那这种情况就是这个东西没了他也不犯贱他也不犯但是呢他就是有一点不太好的他拿那个手电他也不问说这是谁的他不问那他就直接给拿走了<笑>
那这个地方。So, but there was a table close to the door. Close to the door. He put it there, close to the door.
Missing.
Lost. But if you have such things, torch and so forth, don't put in other place. Put here. You never know.
It's very dangerous place.
You might lose. Slippers.
Oh, yes.
Slippers
you lose.
Oh.
And, umbrella you can lose.
Today I lost umbrella. Umbrella missing.
Yeah. Very common. They think everything is...
雨伞都没有了。这么危险。我上面还贴了... There's my name. I put my name on it.
Yeah,
also
they don't read the name. They think somebody give up.
Maybe the rainy, the monks see a burner, but he didn't get it taken and go. But the owner is can go. Understand?
Can go.
Yes, can go.
Yeah.
It's some very big trouble.
Yeah, it's very common.
就是你这个例子，就没带伞的人把你的拿掉了，他不是偷，他就是借用，但是对你来说造成很大的麻烦而已。
These are public places. Public places.
Yes.
Monks, they think, oh, this is for everybody to use.
Uh-huh.
They think, everybody to use.
Uh-huh.
Everybody, not only one monk. I can also take use. Uh-huh. And they go and take, and go.
Uh-huh.
They never return. They may be, never return to the same place. They might put it in a different place. So then, different place means another monk will take it. Another man will take it, will ask, who is this? Nobody knows. I will take it.
Okay.
So it's easy to lose these things, especially in these public places, no?
Mm-hmm.
Sima, Gilambasa, Hall, maybe Eos, Dhanasara, or public places.
Yes, for this situation, I saw a bandit's bow, some name, mark on his bow. I feel very strange. Why he didn't call? Maybe he don't want to miss his plan.
No. That is because sometimes monks go in group pindabat.
Oh.
House pindabat.
Oh.
The people they take wash the bowls.
Oh.
They wash the bowls.
Oh, good
after
idea.
After the people
good
return.
Idea. Yes. Same bowl.
They keep the other one.
Okay. Good idea.
But if you have the name. You can find the name. The
okay,
bowl.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So.
Good.
That is a bowl is not good, but you see them sometimes. You see them now.
Okay.
Okay. This kind of cloth. No, you see, you might write your name. Just say example. So you might write your name, okay? And then you think now, if it gets lost, maybe another monk will find it,
yes.
Will return to him.
Yes. No.
No trust. You can't trust. So then, yes, because other monks will find you put on the table, and some monks, public place, somebody, maybe for common use, they take. They read the name, but they think maybe somebody has put it just for public use, for common use.
Uh-huh.
They think for it is just for common use.
Okay.
Name is not right. They take it. Sometimes they also put in the kuti and they use it. And they maybe, I will return later, and so forth, they never return.
Okay.
Finish. You lose your nisidana.
Okay.
So they go, now, if you have nisidana, put it here. In the back,
okay.
Put in the back.
Uh-huh.
Don't leave in such public places.
这挺长的。那个，然后长老的那个当时那个参达丹的班内的那个手电，他是放在了吉兰帕斯那个茶室的那个门口那个桌上，他放那儿。那个，所以呢，他长老建议大家，放里边的兜了啊，放里边里边兜里，或者是就随身携带放在自己包里这些地方是比较安全的。说那个说有几个危险的地方，就是公用地方，一个是茶室，一个是洗碗，还有一个就是那个图堂，这个三个地方都是那个这个东西千万不要随便乱放，即便是你把你的名字写在上面，你说可能有人拿错了会拿回来的，这种情况是不可信的。他只会觉得这是某个人供养给大伙儿给大伙儿用的，他不会觉得说这是那个那什么，然后另外那个，还有那个班迪布纳格上问到一个，有些长老在锅上贴自己的名字，这种情况呢，那个也不是说为了别人拿错，而是说去那个居士家应供的时候，居士会帮长老们洗锅。洗完锅之后呢，等锅拿出来之后，如果上面没名签的话，谁的，或者混掉了不清楚，所以呢，通常这个时候会那个就是贴上名字，这样就知道是谁，然后还有，对，那个 反正对，在那个那什么能容易丢的就是在西马，在戒堂最容易丢的是拖鞋跟雨伞。今天我丢了把伞。
我这个伞去了第一天还不到一个小时就丢了，新的。
我那上面有名字，但是我还缺什么没感觉？还有什么信息没感觉？
就是说你别以为贴了名字就安全了，有些人想要，
对，
故意他说想还，但是他用习惯了，他就
用习惯了，对，用习惯了不还，或者他说啊，我今天拖明天拖后天的，然后就一直放在故意里了。
他想是借想，但不是拿想就可以。
对。
OK, now we go Pachitya number
64.
You can tell me, no?
犯行危难而不告，不见其他之无法去求而不告，无复藏之意而不告，因自己之行令之而不告，癫狂者最初之断则不犯也。
그러니까그때
在第四初恶，乃指生初禅的意趣，凡以某方法方便自己知道，他人告诉他或对方告诉他，知道那罪后而复藏的成不容。即使如果以今天我将不把那罪告诉某位比库，而放下责任后才来告诉他，也就是成就了，或者犯了罪后他将说出假如如此放下责任后只是为了复藏而告诉他人，以他即使其他人此方法，即使一百位商人因而复藏，也只是犯心的漏，而边际没有被切断。什么是边以切断边际？假如将所犯对一人说，而他也对其他人说，他反回而第二位对第三位说，而只是为了复藏，他第三位对第二位说，你不要告诉任何人，如此由第三人对第二位说而成了切断边界，第三人第二人对第三人，第三人对第二人说，因此没有依该缘而有再犯之缘。在沙瓦提摩比库开始，在复藏初恶罪故事之地，非共同之地无命名，在初恶罪的初句存初恶罪想者心不落，在其他两句存初恶罪疑和非初恶罪想者恶作，在非初恶罪三法恶作，对达上所违犯的初罪或非初恶罪者只是恶作，僧团将会产生争论，或使人残酷粗暴，将会有命难或犯刑难而不说者，不见适当的比库不想要复藏，他知道为自己的业而不说，以及疯狂者不罪。这里有两种构成要素：一，知道以达上者的初恶罪；二，为了想要复藏，以我将不告白而放下责任。等其等只是与劝诫等其相似，并且。
Okay, now, this is not difficult to understand, no?
Mm-hmm.
It's easy. You should not conceal the Sangha diseases of other bhikkhus. This is the meaning here. Special Sangha diseases and Parajika's wisdom.
Okay.
Can't you?
Conceal.
Conceal, hide. Conceal.
啊 ，hide. 啊，就是不要去复藏他人的那个三卡底下以及以上的那个重罪。
So, any questions about it?
大家有什么问题？
不犯的痴狂者上面一个，一自死之
心。是律藏还是？
律藏。
律藏。依自己之令，之行令而，知而不告，是吧？
对，在那个《提婆都托》上面写的是，他将知道为自己的业而不说者，就这个是什么意思啊？
哦，行，好，把这音音的变得比较高。The no fence situation. Before the crazy.
Before?
Yeah. No fence situation.
No fence. Yeah.
No fence and the crazy and the first offense and before the crazy. That.
Crazy.
Last third.
Crazy means.
Crazy.
Panya is Sakyana, he will get his karma vipaka like that. He will get his karma vipaka.
Karma
vipaka. This is, the meaning is, that is the meaning. But if you take it literally, I will explain the literal meaning also. This is the general meaning is that. That he will get his karma vipaka, let him be.
OK， 那个这个简单的理解就是他会因为自己的业而受到果报。
那就是我会复偿的，对吗？
就是那个长老会进一步解释。
So then, now this can be done when a bhikkhu is busy with other things. He's very busy. For example.He wants to go for meditation. If he talks and so forth, then it's a disturbance for him. So he wants to be on seclusion, not to talk to anybody. But he sees another bhikkhu, he has fallen into Sangha, this is offense. And then, but he thinks, no, I came in this place for meditation. I can't run after this bhikkhu and so forth, tell other monks and all these things. And, you know, therefore, now,He wants to keep upeka, equanimity. And then he can reflect like that. It's called that I have no time. Time is about to get involved this time.
Okay.
So, and then, but this monk, he will come with his karma. His karma will appear. The karma vipaka will appear. And he will get his karma vipaka. So then I don't need to try to punish him. So in that case, there is no offense.
Okay. 长老这里举了一个例子，比如说一个比库，他那个他很忙，比如说忙于禅修，他那个正在禅修，然后那个他突然知道这个比库在，就是知道这个比库发了三藏地震下，然后呢，他那个他是。看了一下自己当下的因缘嘛，如果我要是跟他去纠缠这件事，比如说惩罚他呀，告诉其他比库，那这样对我的禅修是那个有影响啊。那个，然后呢，他就说啊，那我就不去做这种事情啊，这就是他自己的业会有相应的果报产生啊。然后他保持这样的一个舍心啊，保持这样的舍心，然后他继续的禅修啊，这样就看。我没丢什么信息。
不是，这个就是，就说句俗话，是不多管闲事。
啊，对，
对吧？不多管闲事。
啊，这就是不常，不多管闲事。
啊？
我说这个就是不常的意思。
是不是太有阴影？
这个，我觉得我个人觉得啊，就是说，比如说咱俩好，然后啊，我帮你瞒着，那这个就属于辅导啊。如果说那个，哎呀，那个，我修我自己，我不管别人那么多啊。那这两种形态，
对，所以我要问这个，就是这个他表现出来，
然后
就说你的目的啊，你是为了自己。就有舍心在你的心，
然后我想
而不是说我要帮他忙不成这个心。
就是有两种情况，
对，不是
一种情况呢，
这个人你如果认识你，
在那个
路
障里面，这个
故事呢，如果你不认识他，无所谓这个人到底什么舍心在里面，你就让他去，反正他要受报应是他自己的事情，就这个心。
在那个绿藏里面，这个故事是说。他犯了故意出京罪，他跟另外一个人说有我故意出京，然后你帮我保密，别告诉别人。他是这么表白的。我想问的问题呢是说两种情况，第一种情况呢是说他就是这么说的。就是这么说了以后，我呢不，我如果作为比库，我不想犯戒的话，我应该怎么做？这是第一种
情况。
第二个呢就是说他呢。只是说，因为他犯了戒以后要找人告白，就是要找那个清净比库，告白才不算复藏嘛。
对，
他就是正常的告白，就是说我犯了故意出京，或者我犯了三藏提歇萨，然后他没说后边人帮我保密。在这种情况下呢，我应该怎么做，就是比较适当的，就比较好的。
那个告白呀、我说就是那个因为三藏提歇萨那个
就是不用告白，就是说他就第一种情况是他跟我说犯了三藏提歇萨帮我保密，那这种情况下我怎么做是比较适当的。第二种情况下就是说他告诉我犯了三藏提歇萨就完事儿，就这一句话，
但是他没有说帮我保密
啊，没有说帮我保密，在这种情况下我应该怎么做是适当的。
Mr. Dinanda, he asked about if some other bhikkhu who offends Santa Disesa, and then he come to us and to ask to set I for Santa Disesa, and first situation is help me conceal it, hide it.
How? The situation is what? How?
The bhikkhu who offends Sangha Disesa, he comes, I offense some Sangha Disesa, and then don't tell others. That's first situation. In first situation, and second situation is he just tell I for offense the Sangha Disesa, and then he speaks nothing. These two situations, if it happened to us, we know that. What should we do is probable.
The first situation, you must advise that bhikkhu. In that case, now you have to tell to the teacher. Tell him to go to the teacher and inform.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, could you to tell it to me?
Mm-hmm.
But you should not hide.
Mm-hmm.
You can't hide. You have to tell, you should not hide this. I can't hide these things. You get that? I can't hide these things.
Reject.
So I have to tell to the teacher.
Uh-huh.
So then I reject. So the second situation is now he reveals to you.
Mm-hmm.
He reveals to you and... if he reveals, it's okay. Because actually, bhikkhu who holds on Sangha Disesa, he should reveal. Reveal mm-hmm. means open. Tell.
Uh-huh.
He should tell. Because otherwise it is he will that night is he will have to observe parivasa.
Yes.
To avoid falling observing parivasa, he is immediately quickly he should tell. He should tell quickly.
Yes.
Not to postpone.
Yes.
That is in that case now if he informs quickly, then the monk tells very good.
Okay.
Second situation, very good inform. But the second monk now, if he wants to advise him or not, is up to him. It's up to him, he does not need to advise.
Uh-huh.
Advise.
Uh-huh.
He does not need to advise, okay, inform Only tell is okay.
Uh-huh.
But the first monk who has fallen to what is called, he should think, now I have informed the monk,
uh-huh.
I don't observe Parivasa now, but I have to clean myself, clean.
Uh-huh.
Then he has to go to the teacher
uh-huh.
and tell Bande, I have fallen to Sangati Sesa, I have not concealed, I have not concealed.
Uh-huh.
So, and then the teacher has to tell, okay, tomorrow we make come to observe Manata.
Uh-huh.
Again, he has to observe Manata
uh-huh.
to clean, to purify himself.
Uh-huh.
This is a normal procedure.
Uh-huh.
But if, you can tell.
第一种情况就是我们这一上来就是先拒绝，就是说那个我这件事你最好跟老师说，跟我说并不合适，就是那个我也不能帮你那个复杂隐藏，我也没办法帮你隐藏，就这么说会比较好。
然后那个，因为他跟他老师说，就尽快的清静，然后马达达。那程序我因为我没学，我不太懂。然后那个第二种情况的话，那就是很简单，就是他跟你说就说OK。说OK。OK。那个在第一种情况，然后我拒绝了以后，我要不要去找他的老师把这事儿说明？
So, Bande, in the first situation, is it necessary for us to find his teacher and to inform his teacher about this bhikkhu for advice?
You can tell this also, but you don't need to trouble yourself. You must tell that I can't conceal your offense.
Uh-huh.
You have to go quickly and tell to the teacher.
Uh-huh.
You need to, you. To run to the teacher. So, you have advice to advise him.
We won't fall offense this.
Yes, for you to not to fall into offense,
uh-huh.
you have to advise him. You have to reject.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to conceal.
Uh-huh.
I don't want. I'm not going to conceal this.
Uh-huh.
You have to go quickly and tell to the teacher. You can tell him that.
Uh-huh.
So if he does not go, of course, that is up to him. If he does not go,
uh-huh.
if you want to go to the teacher yourself, that is also good.
Uh-huh.
No problem.
Okay. Bande, is the height? How do we know what meaning is the height? Maybe if someone asked me about his offense, I say no, that's his height. Or I just tell no one, and I can tell.
Yes, because now
if someone asks me, I just speak the truth. It's not high.
Not high.
Uh-huh.
So it
but
is.
I
but it says now, Vinaya Pitaka, it says hide, mm. how to hide, to conceal.
Mm.
It says, they are give examples.
Mm.
It give examples. After what means dudula apati. After Dudula offense, Sangati says offense,
yes.
He tells how to hide. It gives some examples. The reasons. There are some reasons why monks they want to hide.
In the Vinaya Pitaka, just the height, we all think the translation is hard to comprehend.
Mm-hmm.
So can you explain that to us?
So, the first is, for example, Bhikkhu A
uh-huh.
has a friend,
uh-huh.
Bhikkhu B.
Uh-huh.
The friend, Bhikkhu B, has fallen to Sangati Sesa.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And Bhikkhu A knows. Okay. But Bhikkhu A thinks,
uh-huh.
if I will, inform,
uh-huh.
tell other monks,
yes.
the other monks will blame my friend,
uh-huh, uh-huh.
trouble uh-huh. my friend.
Uh-huh, yes, yes.
Therefore, I will not tell.
Uh-huh.
And he hides.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yes.
So then, this is Bhikkhu B also hides.
Uh-huh.
tells, if others will know, they will trouble me, you don't tell. Tell Bhikkhu B, A. And Bhikkhu A thinks also, yes. If I tell others, they will trouble my friend B. So I will not tell. So that, how it's called, is apatipachitya. Okay? That is number one.
Yes. Number one. 就是长老先举了一个例子，如果比库甲，就一个朋友是比库乙，那比库乙呢，他那个发了三藐三菩提心，然后他那个他跟那个比库甲说，那个我发了三藐三菩提心，你能不能说？不然的话，那个其他的比库会责难我，会说我也会会那个那个那个那个，不累，就是说责备我，那所以你不要这么说。
啊，那如果这种情况，然后比库甲不说，比库也不说，这就是，那这就是构成了，对吧？复杂。So, and number two, it is they will other Bhikkhus, they will interrogate him. Therefore, I should not tell. The Bhikkhu A thinks, if other Bhikkhus know about my friend, B. They will interrogate, you will ask him questions and so forth. Better not to tell. That's why he hides. Interrogate. I-N-T. I-N-T-A-R.
D-A-R.
R, again R, double R.
R.
O-G-A-T-E.
D-E. Interrogate. No. Interrogate.
你查是英语吗？不是。
It's Bali or English?
English.
English. English. No, we're not doing in Bali. How do I know?
T. Inter 啊, 啊。
审问。
啊。
审问, 询问。
啊啊, 审问, 啊, 啊。 Yeah, asking questions.
Yeah, try to ask him a question. So therefore, it is not good. Therefore, I will not tell. That's why he keeps. This is a reason to conceal, to conceal, not to tell.
就是那个第二种情况，就是那个，就是说，哎呀，我朋友犯了三藐三菩提心，如果要是被别人知道了，他们就会不断的审问他们，那个我帮他忙的，这个就是这个第二种情况。 这个翻译的另一词。Number
three it is conceited.
好像这个另一词就是被审问的时候，然后他不断的想，是不是？Conceited.
Accused, no, scold. Ah, to scold. Number three it is the. If they, the other Bhikkhus will know, they might scold my friend. That's why I should not tell. Scold him. Scold him means S-C-O-L-D.
S-C-O-L-D. Blame, like blame, but maybe...
Yes, scold, you bad monk.
Bad monk, yeah. 必责就是比那个非难要更严重一些。
The next is Vampensandhi. They will Vampenti means to they will put him down.
Put him down.
Mangkunkari Sandhi. Mangkunkari means they will embarrass.
Embarrass
him. So then, therefore, because. Bhikkhu A, he doesn't want his friend to
suffer,
get troubled.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, I will concede, don't tell.
This
is why, these are the reasons.
Okay, okay.
Okay.
就是那个这里这个应该是说那个这个若夫长者的意思，就是说如果他知道他的朋友会遭受到非难啊，遭受到审问啊，遭受到闭责呀，遭受到那个被人瞧不起啊，轻蔑啊，遭受到被那个这个长老的发现就尴尬，羞辱啊，被羞辱啊，遭受到这种情况，然后他不想让他朋友这样，然后所以他那个帮他隐藏。
啊，是这个意思。嗯嗯。OK，that's clear. 那明白了。然后我想问一下，那个刚才那句话，
嗯，律藏里的那句话，说那个放弃，就是因为这些原因而放弃责任。啊，这个责任的意思是不是就是拒绝，就是他的责任？就是。哦，OK，OK，OK。And Bundy, just in that place. And he said, if based on the that kind of reason, like I don't want my friend be blamed, be interrogated, and be looked down upon, such as that, and then he give up his responsibility.
Yeah.
That responsibility. What is the responsibility?
Responsibility to he give up the intention to inform.
Inform.
He tells, I'm not going to do this. He decides.
Uh-huh.
It's called decides that I'm not going to inform.
To tell.
I'm not going to tell.
And uh-huh.
It's called then that is the time for fortune vachiti.
Uh-huh. But if he said
responsibility does not mean dure, it does not mean in that context responsibility. It means his duty.
Duty.
He gives up his duty to inform, then pachiti.
To inform others. But if he said he think if someone asks me, I will inform. But if no one asks me, I will keep silence.
Because you can't expect like that, no. I don't know, in the offense clause is like that.
This is the offense.
So this is not covered because now Kisi, if others will ask, I will inform. Maybe nobody, he knows that nobody is going to ask me. He might know that nobody is going to ask me. Therefore, this is not a good reason. Good reason not to tell. He has to call. If he wants to actually, non offense, this reason is not covered. It does not mention. It is not mentioned. Therefore, this is not included.
So if we know that, but we can advise the friend, our friend who offends. We can advise him. Oh, you go to tell your teacher. I want to help you to hide it. I cannot hide it. You tell your teacher, and then after that he decide if someone asks me I will speak. But if no one asks, I will keep silent. Is that okay? if someone ask if someone if he said, oh, can you help me hide, I say, no, I won't hide it. I will inform your teacher. Or you should tell your teacher, or I will inform your teacher. And after that,
That is good enough.
And
whether you want to, the next step is, because you already told no.
Uh-huh.
You already told the other monk, I am not going to hide and so forth, you go to the teacher.
Uh-huh.
Then finish. You don't need to do any other effort.
Uh-huh.
If other monks will ask me, I will not tell. And, you don't need the other step.
You can determine.
That I'm not going to talk again about this matter.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to talk. Because you have finished your job.
Oh.
You have finished your duty.
Oh.
You told the other monk, I'm not hiding. You go and tell the teacher, finish it. Your duty is finished.
Uh-huh.
After that, even if other monks, they ask you, they will tell you, I don't want to talk about this.
Oh, that is duty.
Because your duty is finished.
Duty finished. Suggest him to inform the teacher. That's the duty.
Duty finished.
这个 duty, duty 就是比如说你要非常找麻烦，你就跟这个犯戒的一个人说，你去找你老师，你跟你老师说，这是最合适的，他能保护你怎么样，你跟你老师说，然后我是不会帮你找那件事情。OK, duty finished。
那就我已经完成我责任了。
然后你可以自己决议说，如果有人问起，我会说。如果没人问起，我就保持沉默，或者是甚至说你什么都不想，你说这件事跟我已经没有关系，因为我的 duty 已经 finish。
因为我已经给他提了建议了，提了建议了我就完事儿了。
对，我已经告诉他我不会
了。
但是就是说，前面班队有提到这一点，特别要注意，因为这对你自己是有影响的。你最好第二天再去问问你这个朋友。有没有告诉确认？有没有告诉老师？确认好他告了，你就没有影响了。
如果他没告诉，
你建议他呀。
我建议过了。
我知道你建议他的意思就是说第二天你再确认一下，把你自己的影响给去除了，不然他一直拖，他自己马拉达别度会拖长的嘛。你就第二天再去问一下。
这个问一下要再去检查一下。
对 ，next statement 他说。
Monday. After we inform the monk, you tell your teacher, and then it is necessary for us. Next day, we ask him, do you tell your teacher? Do you inform your teacher? Is it necessary for us to do that?
It's up to you. Uh-huh. But according to this rule,
uh-huh.
your duty is finished.
Oh.
Because you don't want to hide.
Uh-huh.
You already told him, I'm not going to hide.
Uh-huh.
So then you can, that is good enough. It's good enough. You don't need him to tell, you go to the teacher.
Uh-huh.
It is only to tell, I'm not going to hide, good enough.
Uh-huh.
You are, no pachitya finished.
Okay.
Your duty is finished.
Okay.
If you want to tell him, you go and tell to the teacher, it's up to you.
Uh-huh.
It is, if you want to tell, you can, if you like, you can tell. Okay?
Okay.
If you also go, you want to ask him, did you go to the teacher? It's up to your liking. If you like, you can.
Uh-huh.
But your duty finishes the time you tell, no, I'm not going to hide.
Okay. 这里边再来澄清一下，就是说，当我们发现这件事情了，或者有人来跟我说了，我们说，这件事我不会帮你隐藏的。Okay, duty finish. 不会的犯戒。然后至于说那个告诉他说你应该跟你老师说，这是取决于我们自己。想说就说，不想说不说。然后至于说
最主要的一句话就是我不会帮你藏。
我不会帮你。对，这句话说完，这个 duty 就 finish。这个责任就完成了。
然后我还想问一下这个放下责任的这个形式，刚才是说明确的用语言说出。假如说我们那位犯戒的比库，因为他告诉我肯定是关系跟我比较好的，他要跟我是敌人他也不会告诉我，
对，
关系比较好的，有时候我就觉得就直接拒绝人家就不好意思，
歇死他吧，
就是说他说哎呀你我犯了责任你再帮我保密，我就直接哎我不用帮你保密，好像很生硬，就是 就是说，假如说我，我并不想替他隐瞒，但是我不好意思跟他直接说，这样把关系闹得很僵，你知道吧？
啊，
本来俩人关系很好的，然后他这无理要求我拒绝了，明确拒绝，就把关系闹得很僵。我当时他跟我说完以后，我保持沉默，
啊，
我在心里头决议，我不会帮你隐瞒的。
啊，
如果有人来问，我一定要说出来，我肯定不帮你瞒，但是我嘴上并没有说我不帮你瞒，我只是保持沉默，我也没有承诺帮你瞒。我记得那个律藏里好像说他是承诺啊，我帮你瞒，但我并没有承诺帮，我并没有承诺给你瞒。就这种情况算不算那个就是，就是说犯不犯？
是合不合适，犯不犯戒？
犯不犯戒？
Monday, in maybe some monks, if the monks tell us, the bhikkhu, he said, I fall fast as Sangha decision. Usually this monk is our close friend, very close friend. And, but if he said, please help me hide it, don't tell others. Sometimes, we don't want to break our relationship, because if I reject directly, it will break the relationship. Because reject very, very hard. So can we just keep silence and don't give any promise? Don't give any promise. I won't tell any others. We don't give this promise. We just keep silence. And also we determine that if someone asks me, I will tell. So if we do like this, is it we will fall any offense? And
it's no offense. In that case, Ankeshi, you can tell it's no offense. But this case is not covered. Ankeshi, no offense section is not covered in this case.
Yes, yes.
So, you can tell, you can, if somebody asks me, because why, how other people can ask you?
Yes, yes. Yes.
It's not a proper procedure. In that case now, Casey is a very good friend.
We just keep silence. It's his karma. And we taka.
Bad karma is what he will get. His bad karma. I don't want to get involved because we can tell. But you see, you have to make sure.
Uh-huh.
You have to make sure to your friend that you are not going to hide it.
Uh-huh.
That is your duty.
Uh-huh.
Your first duty it is
uh-huh.
to tell. This is because it is not about.
Uh-huh.
Just because he made a small mistake like that.
Uh-huh.
This is a serious offense.
Yes, yes.
Therefore now, this is why the Buddha put this rule down.
Uh-huh.
It is not because, he fall into dukkata, okay, I will not tell other.
Uh-huh.
But his sangati says,
uh-huh.
very serious offense.
Uh-huh.
So, therefore, you can't hide it. Another, if you hide, you help your friend to observe more parivasa type.
Yes,
yes. Therefore now, you see, this is not just to play around,
uh-huh.
not just a joke.
Uh-huh.
It is not a joke because it's a serious matter.
Uh-huh.
That's why you have already some responsibility to advise your friends.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good to go late. Late you have become parivasa.
Uh-huh.
And so forth. Other man will blame you why you are hiding.
Uh-huh.
You clean yourself as quickly as possible. You can advise your friend.
Uh-huh.
This is the most suitable procedure.
Uh-huh.
So then if you want to help your friend,
uh-huh.
so then otherwise you just don't help him. You uh-huh. just support him to make more akusala karma.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay.
就是我们有些时候抹不开情面嘛，其实往往这样的话让他更多的别住是吧，别住更长时间，我们是帮助他别住更长时间，做更多的不正业，而且这样其实并不好。那个尤其他复藏了之后，那个一旦他那个亲戚那个就是怎么走那干嘛程序的话，其他人知道就会责备他们，哎，你怎么藏了多久啊。所以就是最好的还是说啊，那个就是说当然你拒绝人可能可以柔软一点对吧，那个如果我这么帮你的话，我帮你复藏的话，这是帮你到不专业，帮你什么那个帮你来做更长的别墅帮你来承受更多的责任，这样并不是真正的帮你这么说一下然后这样是属于标准程序对，那个是什么切断边际那个地方用你解释一下，我觉得那个
对 next rule in the city next rule just moment I have to check no
but there may be some also some question
other question
yeah about in concomitant about I don't know how to say
切断边际
这个就是一窝多里边I don't know how to say.
第三段
cutting down the edge, the boundary, cutting down the boundary. The third paragraph. Third paragraph. First, third. It's
only two paragraphs here. Only one paragraph, two paragraphs. Sabati, after Sabati.
Before, just before Sabati.
Before Sabbath?
Yeah, just before, yeah.
Okay.
This
is just an example. Example, how to command.
How to command?
Command others.
Uh-huh.
During your talk, the teacher...
we think it's too complicated to understand. So...
So now, Bhikkhu A, he knows that Bhikkhu B, Bhikkhu B, so then Bhikkhu B has fallen to Sangha Desa as offense. He knows that. But he thinks, I will not tell to other Bhikkhus.
Okay.
That's called... And he give up his duty to tell.
Okay.
So, but later he thinks, oh, that's good. But later he goes and informs. It is Pachitya. Because the moment who gives it, Dhuranikepa. Okay? Dhuranikepa means? Dhuranikepa. Give up. The duty to inform. Okay? This is the Dhuranikepa, okay? He gives up the duty to inform. So, in that moment, he thinks, I will not inform to anybody. But later, he goes and informs. Pachitya, because if your thoughts, the moment your thoughts come, the thoughts come of Bhikkhu B, I'm not going to inform, but later he informs, it's still Pachitya. Okay, this is what Kanga said.
Okay.
So then,
这可能得从头解释。
So then, okay, now, yeah, now, he starts now. Dhuranikepa. He makes Dhuranikepa. He falls into Pachitya, all right?
Okay.
After one Pachitya, he falls to one Pachitya.
One
Pachitya. But then he goes to Bhikkhu B. Bhikkhu C.
Bhikkhu C.
Bhikkhu C. And tells Bhikkhu C, you conceal. Conceal means hide.
Hide, yes.
You know, conceal?
Yeah, I know, hide.
You conceal. And then Bhikkhu C goes to Bhikkhu D. And she tells to Bhikkhu D. And he tells conceal. Okay.
Also tell Bhikkhu B for advance.
Bhikkhu D tells to Bhikkhu E. Conceal. Bhikkhu E goes to Bhikkhu
E F.
And then he goes to E F G. And it goes. Therefore, because now, okay, see, all these Bhikkhus now they tell. Okay. So, in that case now, Bhikkhu A falls into 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Pachityas. Okay, 5 Pachityas. But if there are more Bhikkhus, 100 Bhikkhus. It's called 100 Pachityas.
100
Pachityas.
Bhikkhu A, for advance.
Bhikkhu A. Falls into maybe 100 Pachityas.
Okay.
All right? Okay. Now, it means till this line, this line does not break. He falls into Pachityas.
Keep falling.
He can fall endless Pachityas. Doesn't break means cut. This line does not cut.
Also, when they, because they for advanced Pachitya?
You explain first.
Okay. 那个，这里面就是说，那个首先那个比库币已经犯戒了。 犯三干地罪上，然后呢，那个，然后比库维知道了，他可能告诉比库维了。然后比库维呢，那个他在得知这件事情的当下，他放弃了那个
责任，
就是去告知这个，就是所谓的就是刚才我们讲那个责任是什么，说我不会帮你隐藏的什么，他没有那么去说，他就是
答应了
啊，我帮你藏了，放心吧啊。然后呢，之后呢，他又那个改主意了，他告别人啊，告诉另一个人，哎，比库币那个犯桑哈迪罪上的那个，我比告别人了。然后 C 呢传到 B
上，
啊，
你第一个你没解释
啊，
我今天我决定比库币，我答应比库币不会告诉其他人。
对对对对对。
但第二天我碰到别人。我告诉了其他人。
是以天为计算吗？是以天为
不是，就以后就后面。
就对，我就说嘛，但是
就是说这个比库维直接就是巴拉吉卡第一个条。
不啊，对对，我对对对对，有一个那个漏，就是当他决定要放弃责任的时候，他就已经犯了一个帕基点。
对。
然后之后呢，他把这个决定呢。就是说他本来是想我谁也不告诉嘛，后来他又告诉了 C， 然后 C 告诉 C 说你别告别人，那个他犯贱了你别告别人，然后 C 告诉 D 说他犯贱了你别告别人，然后 D 也这么告诉 E 也告诉 F G， 这么一直在传下去，都是说啊我谁谁谁怎么怎么样，但是你别告别人啊，谁怎么样你不要告别人啊，然后他这个就是这个像一个链条一样一直在持续，So Monday When Bhikkhu A tell Bhikkhu C, and Bhikkhu C gave up his duty to Bhatia.
Oh, I want to explain first now.
Okay. 就是那个具体怎么查，一会儿长老会讲。就是如果说他一直这个链条在下去，他就是叫没有切断联系，然后他就可能一个一百个人会犯一百个法基点。但是具体那个怎么算啊？哪个课算？那个长老会再解释，进一步解释。OK。
Now, how to cut, how to break, how to break this line. If Bhikkhu A, now he goes and informs Bhikkhu C, informs, okay. And Bhikkhu C informs Bhikkhu D, okay. Now, inform.
And that inform is means
tell him that about that Bhikkhu B has fallen Sangha Dhyana
Sopan. 就没有隐藏，就直接告诉。
Tell that Bhikkhu B A now tells.
Bhikkhu
B. That tells C that Bhikkhu B has fallen to Sangha Dhyana Sopan.
And don't hide.
Don't hide.
The first this is.Bhikkhu B for offense sometimes, but don't tell others. Is that?
Yeah, don't tell.
And C tell D is also.
Don't tell.
Bhikkhu B for offense and don't tell others.
Yeah, don't tell. This verse is don't tell.
So they all know Bhikkhu B for offense, but they all said don't tell others.
Don't tell.
第一个就是天下皆知的秘密。
Don't tell.
天下皆知的秘密。
就Bhikkhu B不知道，其他全知道。
但都在犯
贱，
一个都在犯
贱。Don't inform.
Okay, that is first only.
Now, here is now informed. How to break?
Yeah, inform others. Inform others.
How to tell? Okay. So then, Bhikkhu A now. Okay, he tells after he thinks, oh, it's not food. So then, he tells now Bhikkhu C informs. That Bhikkhu B has fallen Sangha Dhyana Sopan. And Bhikkhu C now informs Bhikkhu D. Okay? And Bhikkhu D informs Bhikkhu A.
Bhikkhu A?
E.
那那那也可以考进去了，有可能是，如果按照上面讲的，就比如说地对地说，然后意又会在对地说，然后我就没有继续这个链条了。其他，这个是可能有切断。他就是说意没对，还不说，意有反，我在对地说。那地没必要，他没必要对地说，这事儿是地告诉他的，他妈。
有点地说，我按照他这个解释，他这个上面就是，就到第三位就结束了，他没有说到后面。有可能他说第三位都要第二位说我不帮你隐藏，我要告诉其他人这叫切断，他上面翻译没翻译全应该是这样的。对，怎么叫切断？怎么切断？说什么才算切断？
第二位跟第三位说你要保密，第三位说我不帮你保密，
直接切断了。
这样的，冒号。那你看这上面他说的，冒号里的字是一字一字的加的。
嗯。
So anyway, now this is in this is all that. Some maybe D or E now. D or E. He goes. He comes back and tells the room.
我的理解是这样的，他要求你保密，我说不保密就直接切断。对，应该是这样，不然没有没有了。Back to him。Okay，back to him。Reject。No，he says back to him。Or maybe C，maybe D，maybe C，something like that。Yeah，so he tells back，and then Alimelis breaks。
I don't know, it's complicated. 但你这样想呀，A告诉
B 的话，这已经是切断了，他没让他保密了，他直接告诉其他人，这已经算是履行了责任了，除非他后面加了条我让你保密，这才是有边际的一个。 一个前提，如果我直接告诉了 B， 啊 C 说 B 犯了刚刚 D 协杀，这就没有边际的问题了。他肯定跟 C 说你不要告诉其他人 ，C 跟 D 说了，后来 D 反过来跟 C 说我不帮你保密，这就要切断。哎，对，应该是这样。这个就是说他这个传递的时候他是有回了，比如说 C 跟 D， D 跟 E， E 又回来跟 C 说，不，E 跟 D 说我不帮你保密。 我就直接告诉其他人。对，这样，不然这个边际就没有边际的效应了。他 A 跟 C 直接说了这个人犯戒了，就直接责任已经完成了，没有边际。他
This is the opinion of Mahapadmadeva. This is the opinion. There are two Teras in the world: Mahasumatera and Mahapadmadeva. Two Teras, Mahateras.
Two Mahateras.
They have different opinion. Now, Kanga Vijayan takes the opinion of the Mahapadmadeva. And you want to Google Yeva. Apatin Apano, Pana, Ekas, 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 This is what it is. Padmadeva is here. It is Bhikkhu A now. Informs Bhikkhu C. Okay. Bhikkhu C informs Bhikkhu D.
Yes.
Okay, and then Bhikkhu D comes back and informs Bhikkhu C.
Yes.
All right?
Yes. 对他回去只可能说，
我以为
只可能跟他说，我不往里往里。
他
可能在说，
three people now.
Yes, yes.
That person comes and informs this person, and then breaks.
What did he say? Like Bhikkhu A say Bhikkhu B for dance.
Statement is the same. Bhikkhu A now tells Bhikkhu C, Bhikkhu B has fallen into Sangha disaster. He tells, informed.
And don't tell us.
No, no. Don't tell, finish. We finish that. Don't tell, it was from here, don't tell 100 pachitiyas.
Yes, yes,
100 pachitiyas. We finish this. Don't tell, don't inform that we finish this. 100 pachitiyas. But now, they told how to stop this. How to stop, because because it can go 100 bhikkhus, 1,000 bhikkhus. How to stop?
How to stop?
So then, solution.
Solution.
Is if bhikkhu B, now he goes bhikkhu C, and informs it. Bhikkhu B has fallen sangha disaster. And bhikkhu C goes to bhikkhu D, and tells bhikkhu B has fallen sangha disaster. Informs.
Yes.
Okay. And then bhikkhu D goes back to bhikkhu C, and tells, yes, I know bhikkhu B has fallen sangha disaster. If he does like that, goes back, then finish. He stops.
Yes, yes, yes.
Cut. No more offenses for bhikkhu A. Otherwise, it will go like that.
That's a solution. That's the opinion of
Mahapadmadhar.
这条三卡里这条，然后但不说这个，就不要告诉别人，不说这句话，这句话不说，就是正常的通告，然后比库 C 呢，然后也是正常通告比库 D， 也正常的通告，然后比库 D 回过头来正常的通告比库 C， 说我已经知道他那个犯了三卡里这条了，那这样的话，他就把这个边际切断了，后面再有人传的话都不算。都这个数就不增加了。
哦，即使再说也不对，那就是说 C 跟在这种情况下 C 跟 D 都不犯是吧？
再问 C 跟 D 犯戒的问题。OK, explain.
Okay, finish.
And another question is, when, maybe he tell people C. So Bhikkhu B for Sangha disaster and don't tell others. And Bhikkhu C when he said, okay, no problem. Pachitiya.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. And when he tell Bhikkhu D, Bhikkhu D also said, no problem. Bhikkhu D also want Pachitiya. And Bhikkhu C, two Pachitiya. First he said, no problem, one Pachitiya. And then, he tell Bhikkhu D, don't tell others. And Bhikkhu D said, no problem. Bhikkhu D one Pachitiya, and he also another Pachitiya.
No.
Only he the Pachitiya many.
Yeah, because he commanded.
He's the commander.
Can be also other people. Others. Others, I don't know what you call it. It's complicated.
Complicated.
Because.
我想问的是，就是说在切断边际的情况下 ，C 跟 D 是不是不犯？
So, in this situation, he informed C, Bhikkhu B, offend Sangha disaster, and then, Bhikkhu C, informed Bhikkhu D. So that problem, that in that procedure, they have no offense. No fence, the pachitiya. Bhikkhusi, tell Bhikkhusi.
Yes, yes, it is, because he wants to concede also, no?
Yes, yes, yes.
He also wants to concede.
Uh-huh.
Chaitanya, his same intention is.
Yes, yes, yes.
The intention is. That's why it is pachitiya.
Pachitiya.
Okay.
If he informed, no conceal.
Yes, he also wants
no
to, want to tell.
Okay.
He also doesn't want to tell. Pachitiya. So,
okay.
That is.
Uh-huh. 那个切断边际的时候是不犯的，因为他就是一个告知嘛，啊，就是本身，他犯是因为那个隐藏、复藏的时候。但是我问长老说，那个当 C 告诉 D 的时候，D如果说同意说没问题，我帮你隐藏 ，D 当然是犯的。但是 C 犯不犯，长老说这个太复杂了，他也不太确定。啊，因为我有个疑问，
A 已经告诉 C 了，他责任已经完成了。 C 告不告诉D，或D 再反过来跟 C 说，跟切断边际有什么意义呢？就你的意思是说到
C
就已经切断了，告不告诉D都已经切断了。对，因为他没有说你帮我隐藏这句话就结束了嘛。但是之前的那个巴吉亚的A还是犯了。什么？第一个巴吉亚A还是犯了。我个人，第一个他不说。 直接跟 C 说，B犯了，他的硬货。
第二个是解决方案，第二个是解决方案，就是指的是把这个
已经犯了，是吧？
就是第一种情况是这个比如在僧团里边有50个人已经分开了这事儿，都是这对这50个人来说，他已经是公开的秘密了。但是呢，那个比库埃觉得，哎，这种情况不好，
想终止，
想终止。
那只有比库埃去终止吗？
只因为他是命令者。
他是发起命令者，等会儿，
所以只有他去。哎，等会儿啊，长老这么说的，长老这么说的。等会儿，
就是说长老的意思是说，这个链条已经传开的情况下终止，还是说还没传开的情况下？
已经传开的情况下的终止。哦，这么回事。Solution，解决方案嘛，我不是强调解决方案嘛？啊，长老说这是 solution， 就是已经发生这件事了，然后他去切断。如果说没有发生这件事，你第一个 inform 就 OK
了。那你责任你早就完成了。哦，这是解决方案。解决方案就是。但是解决方案的话，从第三位到第二位就解决了。哎，等会儿，慢。长老刚才有没有明确的说，当上述链条已经发生的时候，我们应该怎么办？有没有明确说这句话？
他说了个solution，他说在这个已经发生的时候，这个 solution 啊，当这个发生情况下，这个后面这个是 solution，solution 就是解决方案。但是说是我是有疑问，是这样的，如果这个是已经发生解决方案了，那
A 到 C 是切断了，但是 E 跟 F 跟 G 他根本就不知道前面发生的那些事，就是 A E 跟 F 根本就不知道这个 A 跟 C 的事，他继续传，继续犯。
那个，所以当时我问的时候，就是说那个在后面的链条 ，C 的巴吉利亚会不会累加？那个长老说这个有点复杂，他没确定，因为如果后面人他都不知道前面发生，后面人在后面，我听说，所以我如果按长老如果按照这个切断链条这么讲，我个人理解了，就是说这个链条发生的时候只有 A 的巴吉利亚是累加，其他人的巴吉利亚不累加。
然后这样的话，巴吉利亚当然可以切的，不是可以切的，他只不过是避免这个链条再继续累积下去。不是，他第一条是累积嘛，对，他会翻100条，他觉得50条如果是别人再传下去，我的巴吉利亚200、300降翻。所以他这么来去通知一下之后，他这个链条就视为切断了。
等会儿，
所以
我知道了，哦，我知道，
他
这个就不再累加了。他的意思就是说，这个对 A 对D对E都通用的，就是说A通知了 C， 正常通知好。 C 通知 D， 他也想切断，那 D 反过来告诉 C 切断了，D 再去告诉 E， 再去告诉 F， 再反过来告诉。就这链条多长要切多少次？对，链条已经50人了，要切50次。这看应该是新了，反正
A 是告在 C D 这地方，他就可以把自己链条切断了。其他人呢？其他地方我再问一下。其他人肯定是这样做呀，不是，不然他的巴吉利亚。因为我在问那个 C 跟 D 会不会累加巴吉利亚的时候，长老说不确定。哦，就是说这个100个并不是100个人每人一个，而是说这个100个全累加到
A 头上。
对，是 A 肯定是累加的
，A 是累加的，所以它要切断。
但是
C 也
Another question is,
he first, when he told this, he tell C, don't tell others, and C, inform D, don't tell.
Yeah,
first, Bhikkhu A,
he determined to
conceive, and one bhajidya. And he tell C, don't tell. I tell you this, you tell others. C says, okay, no problem. Two bhajidya.
Yes.
When he informed C informed D, D informed C, then even they also spread the information. His bhajidya stop. His bhajidya
non-stop.
Huh?
Spreading information non-stop.
But he informed C informed D, D informed C.
That is different cycle. First, he tells, don't tell no. Don't tell. That is Pachitya. He tells, because see, don't tell.
Don't tell. Yeah.
On Pachitya.
Yeah.
Okay? Because he tells D. Two Pachityas for him.
Yes.
For him.
Yes.
Two Pachityas.
Yes.
And D tells E. Three Pachityas.
Three
E tells three, F.
Yes.
Four Pachityas.
And many.
Maybe hundreds.
Okay,
that is one line.
Yeah,
one line.
Yes.
Okay, how to break this line?
Yeah, break this line.
Yes.
Okay.
怎么切断了？Okay.
You explain first.
Yes.
How to cut? How to cut?
How to break? Now, according to this explanation here, there are two opinions. There is Mahasumatera. Mahasumatera is, he tells, first opinion. Bhikkhu A, he goes and informs. Informs Bhikkhu C. Bhikkhu B, as for the Sakadis. Tells.
Tells.
Okay. And then Bhikkhu C comes to Bhikkhu A.
Yes.
And tells, yes, I understood. I will not hide, I will inform. So, and then?
Cut.
Solution.
It's another
Mahasumatera.
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 Okay, explain.
Mahasumatera, 他的 Mahasuma 长老的意思就是说, 如果 Bhikkhu A 告诉 Bhikkhu C 之后, 他说 B 那个 Father Sankhadisesha, 他后面没有那句说 Get out there, 他就是正常的通告, 然后 C 又回过头来再通告 A 说, 我知道这事, 我也不会隐瞒的, 然后这样一说, 这个链条是切断了，这是这个马哈苏玛长老的意见。
Now, Mahapadumatera.
Mahapaduma means lotus.
Name.
Okay.
So then, Bhikkhu B tells
Bhikkhu C.
Inform.
Okay.
Still.
Okay.
Bhikkhu B as one of the Bhikkhu C goes and tells Bhikkhu D. Inform.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So now, as called Bhikkhu D. Bhikkhu D.
Yes.
He comes back and tells Bhikkhu C.
Yes.
Or he tells Bhikkhu A.
Okay.
Or.
So Bhikkhu C or Bhikkhu D. Then.
Cut.
Finish. The line is cut. Second.
另一个是那个马哈帕杜玛长老，他的意见就是那个刚才说的那个，他 A 告知 C 告知 D 回过头来告诉 C 或者是告诉 A， 这个链条切断，
或者，这其中一位就可以了。
对，
OK，
然后您的问题。
How about E, F, G?
No problem. They follow their own offenses. If they want to conceal, now every monk If they don't tell, pachitya, pachitya, pachitya.
那我就说那条还是我们要继续这样说的，不说你没办法切断了。
比过 A 强，
只是 A
看
A 没上升 ，A 没
上升 ，B M
强。And then finish.
他们不知道。
Don't tell, don't tell, don't tell.
啊 ，if D if C won't
tell,
you
D should inform D and D inform E E.
I don't know, it's called complicated.
So, if they don't got, maybe he 100 bajidiya, he 99, 98.
有一个条件， A 本来是通知的 C, C 本来通知 D, A 找不到 C 了，他想切断就切不得了，他能不能跳过去直接找 D?
Okay.
But
不是复杂，这个人走掉了，我想切断，我就故意切断。
In case no, the line cut no, line cut.
Yes.
Other ones also cut.
Yeah. Bande Bunela Hana want to know.
哎，等等等等等，刚才那句没翻译。
啊？
刚才班内说那句你没翻译。
怎么了？
刚刚说那句你没有翻译。
刚才说那句没什么，没什么可翻译的。
说了，班内说从地切断，
啊，
其他人也切断。你说话之前刚才说了一句
yeah, cut, that means if cut,
if
cut finish, that means the other monks, only one bajidi, one bajidi, one bajidi.
Only one bajidi, other monks. Only one bajidi.
Okay.
They don't need to do this again.
Yeah, because the fourth bajidi, the line also cut. Because according to Mahapadu Madara, this is the vatu.
Okay.
The vatu base.
就是 A
B base 啊 base okay 啊 he cut
base
cut
啊
then also cut
okay
真帮我一下 C 找不到怎么办
if when this information is separate and also don't tell us and then you go A want to cut but because C go outside. If he leave the monastery, and it's very hard for A to find Bhikkhu C. How?
Cut, finish. You hold many offenses.
哦，就是说 C 是最关键的人。
那你就接着放。
哦，还是要问一下，是 C 走掉了，你不能找 D。
Therefore, this is dangerous. You don't.
No,
you don't hide. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Very dangerous. Very dangerous. 那个。反正你知道吗？如果 C 走掉的话，这个链条没法切断了。他就一直在巴基列夫那边。
危险危险。
Danger. Tomorrow,
I tell you what are the rules.Finish 64, no?
When are you saying?
I have to check. Yeah, something like that. 68. Ah, you, yes. Tomorrow 68, 69, 70.
Okay.
Maybe the 71.
68.
Oh, okay.
69.
70, I don't know what you call it. 71, I don't know.
Okay.
Up to 77, we go up to 77.
77.
Means for other days also. Maybe
other
not
days.
Tomorrow, but other days.
Okay. Yeah, we
because
we,
these
we.
Are easy rules. Easy.
Okay.
Up to 77, all are easy rules.
From 68 to up to 77 is all easy.
Yeah, easy.
Okay.
All easy. So then only that tomorrow we'll start 68.
Okay.
69, 70 maybe we'll finish.
Okay.
Tomorrow maybe.
Okay.
就68到77都是简单的是吧？
哦哦，对对。
我先看看 A 是最危险的 ，B 犯罪倒无所谓 ，B 最多是一个罪 ，A 是最危险的人，现在就知道
后面都是一个
危险，
后面都是一个吧？
对，后面都一个，就是 A 最倒霉。
那也就是说，这个罪是不累加的，其实 C 跟 D 的、
就 A 累加，
就 A 累加，
最危险的人，知道秘密的人最危险。
我刚才
我靠，是不
是？
Maya,
但是他要走了的话，就把 A 坑死了。
A 就是不停的犯罪，